Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is belonging to one's homeland. Alhamdulillah. All praises is due to Allah, most generous, most noble, who has encouraged us to develop and build our homelands. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue, I advise you, O slaves of Allah, and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and fear Allah, that you may be successful. عباد الله, O believers, developing our homeland is from the things that we have been enjoined to do by Allah, for he says, هو أنشأكم من الأرض واستعمركم فيها. He has produced you from the earth and settled you in it. In other words, Allah enjoins upon people to develop and cultivate their lands. This entails not just building homes, but cultivating the soil of the land, ensuring there is sustainable agriculture, and that there is a implantation of sufficient trees which supports the ecosystem. This also includes paving of roads and pathways that facilitate means of transport between people, helping serve and provide for the means of supporting the necessities of life. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put forward for us a paradigm serving as an exemplar in how to build, develop, and cultivate the places in which we live. This includes not just the material, also the spiritual, psychological, and social bonds that make up societies and communities. In effect, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illustrated for us a model in how to build and develop human beings. So, when he entered Medina, he demonstrated how successful societies function in enabling